Hey y'all, welcome to Diamond and Silk, the podcast with your host Diamond and Silk. And Silk O' Silk.
Diamond O' Diamond.
Oh my God. Before we get started, I want you all to stop right now. Mm-hmm. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast so each time we drop a new episode, you will receive notification. And don't forget about our book, Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch? The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. You can get the book at diamondandsilkbookstore.com. And when you order the book, you're going to get a signed autographed copy.
And if you would like to advertise on our podcast, feel free to send an email to info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com. And if you're sick and tired of being censored by all of these other social media platforms, then go on over there to Diamond and Silk's new social media platform called Chatit. C-H-A-T-D-I-T.
You know what, Silk? I'm really ready to get into it. You know, I have a feeling it came across me.
Uh-huh.
It came across me and you.
Yeah.
That the people are just feeling helpless.
Yeah.
And they're feeling hopeless. So doing this podcast, the time of this podcast, I want to spend it with the people.
Yeah.
I want the people to be able to call in and be able to open up about what they feel and how they're feeling about these times.
That's right.
So come on, let's take some calls.
Yeah.
Hello, Jimmy. God bless you, too. It's good to see you.
Yes.
And Mary and Lori and Jules and Betty and Rita. Come on in, everybody. I know you all are feeling some kind of way. I can feel it in my bones.
Yes, we can
feel it. What we've been doing is we've been fasting. We've been praying.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we've been doing. And, thank you, Jane. She said she finally found us. Thank you, darling. Let me just shut this down. thank you, Anna Marie from Arizona. And so we wanted to come today because we want to give you all a chance to say what you need to say if you need to vent or whatever.
Yeah.
Because we know that you all are having a lot of a wide range of emotions and you don't know what to believe. You don't know what to believe. You don't know what to do. You feel helpless.
Yeah.
You feel helpless.
Yeah.
So, we decided, okay, today will be a nice opportunity for people to call in and just tell us what you all think, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of things we cannot say or attest to because they will start demonizing you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be, we already been demonized, but I don't want to fall into the fray of the foolishness.
Demonize and criticize, we've already been.
Yeah.
But right now, we just want the opportunity allow this opportunity to be able to hear and listen to what you have to say.
So because we're wrestling with a lot of things, you know,
right.
We're looking at, we already know what the Democrat Party do.
Right.
Because the concern is not the Democrat Party to me because they are who they are.
Yeah.
We already know what they do.
Right.
That's why we left it.
Right.
I'm looking at the Republican Party and I'm very concerned.
That's right.
And I'm just go ahead, Silk.
So make sure that whenever you call in, whatever device you're have us up on, you have it down so that we won't get that feedback, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the phone number is 919-229-9994 and we have our first caller.
Okay. Go ahead.
On the line.
Okay. Hi y'all with Diamond and Silk.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
How wonderful.
My name's Katie. I'm from Louisiana.
Hi, Katie. Please tell me what's going on. If you're feeling a wide range of emotions, talk to us.
Yeah, girl. I feel like I done stepped into the Twilight Zone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Crazy.
So what makes you feel like that you, we've all feel like that, but what are some of the things that make you feel like that you stepped in the Twilight Zone?
Well, they're taking away our civil liberties, you know, with fear and the media saying, oh, you need to wear a mask. You know, like even that little thing, people think, oh, we'll just do it. But people don't want to do these things. Like you can't even run your business without a mask on. And what's the next thing? It's going to be, oh, well, now you need the vaccine. Oh, well, now you need the vaccine every year. You know, and since people like Bill Gates, nobody trusts Bill Gates. The Democrats or the Republicans, nobody. So it's like,
so you're
but
we have to do now. We understand, and I got exactly where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
But we're gonna have to now learn how to channel our energy,
right?
channel that fear energy into something else positive.
The one thing that I know, where two and three is gathered together, touching and agreeing.
Yeah.
A lot of people think that we're getting some type of intel. We're following our intuition.
Our gut intuition.
And my gut keep telling me to pray, to fast and to pray.
Yeah.
Because something is so off here. I can feel it. I can sense it. And I can see it.
That's right.
And I think that a lot of things that's happening now is for the public to wake up.
That's right.
That's what I think. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
I think it's time for the public. See, I think, Sil, that the public has been asleep for so long.
Yeah.
And they took somebody like President Donald J. Trump for granted.
Mm-hmm.
So I think now that things are being pulled away, it gives people the opportunity to see. How you on with Diamond and Silk?
Hello.
Hey, huh? Darling, can you hear us?
Yeah, am I being broadcasted live?
Uh-huh. We are broadcasting you right now.
Yes.
Tell me your thoughts and tell me your feelings.
Long time fan. I don't listen very much because I'm usually busy doing stuff, but my thoughts are, I don't even know what y'all are talking about because I don't even know how to, I'm not set up to view, but anyways, my thoughts are the country is under attack from within right now, and I feel like I guess that's my thought. We're under attack from within, and the things that are happening are obviously not good for anybody. Even anybody that voted for us should probably be pretty ashamed of themselves right now.
Wow. Mm. Thank you so much for your call.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm glad he said that. Attack from within. So when you see the systems being weaponized against a set of people because of their political beliefs, that's attack from within.
That's right.
When you see our systems is not working like they supposed to work, he's absolutely right.
Right.
That
yeah.
is the way that I feel.
Yeah.
Like we are being attacked
From within.
Yeah,
because I understand
right.
that it's foreign or domestic, and that domestic, that's within. That's
right.
our own.
Right.
I feel like our own is selling us out.
Right.
To
right.
the highest
right.
bidder.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's
right.
exactly what
And
it
I know
like.
People are having what you call buyer's remorse.
Ooh,
and that's why I said it's not about being a Democrat or a Republican. Right now, this is about being American.
Yeah.
Because right now, everything that's happening right now
uh-huh.
is going to affect you as an American.
Yeah. And isn't the funny thing that he didn't know what we were talking about?
But he just telling
but
us
just
how,
telling
he feel.
How he feels.
How did he know to call us?
Well,
people just call this line.
Well, I do have the number posted.
Oh, posted. Okay.
Yeah, the number is posted. So
okay.
go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We yeah. got another call.
Yes, we have another call.
All right. How you on with Diamond and Silk?
Hold on 1 second. You know, technology.
Okay.
Technology.
Okay.
Okay.
How you on with Diamond and Silk?
See, they got to turn.
Yeah,
you gotta turn down.
Turn down your computer, darling. Turn down your volume.
Hello?
Hi, yes. darling. You're on with Diamond and Silk. Please tell us how you feel.
Oh, I'm so excited I got through. I'm such a huge fan.
Thank you.
Ladies, you talk about us taking the power back, and I just sent you both an email just within this last week about a way that came to me after prayer, a way to take our power back. I went to purchase some American-made socks. Do you know how hard it is to find anything that's American-made? We all want to do our best, but we just don't know how to do it because everything is coming from China. If we want to build our country up, we have to lean on ourselves. And I sent you an email about YouTube creating a platform similar to Pinterest, but with all of the American-made items in one easy-to-find place.
Wow.
Because I believe that you ladies can do that.
Wow.
Oh,
thank you so much for
so much.
Thank you for your call. I like what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
You are absolutely right. Listen to me, you all. Before we even got into politics,
yeah,
I used to say that if we continue on with China, they are going to own us. Because
yep.
everything they own, everything that we get comes from them. What I know is that you never put your eggs in one basket.
That's right.
You never, ever do that.
Right.
Okay? So the reason why it's hard to find American-made stuff is because they've outsourced
yeah.
everything.
That's been
now,
the big thing.
Now, when President Trump came on the scene, He wanted to bring jobs back to America and start making things in America.
Making
us independent. So when you hear Biden talking about we gonna make things buy made in America, just ignore his. Yeah. Okay, I don't want to cuss. Just ignore his ass.
Yeah.
Because President Trump was talking about this from day one.
Right.
You see what I'm talking
about?
And
he was doing something about
that's
it.
That's right.
Because,
that's
see, right now it's like we living in the Obama 3.0.
That's right.
That's what it feels like. They're bringing back in all of these swamp creatures, these familiar swamp creatures, bringing them all back in, infiltrating, and those rats that's been clogging the pipe, they showing their heads now.
Right.
You can see them. Right. And they want business as usual.
They
want
to go back to business as usual.
Yeah.
Where they're getting their kickbacks and their paddy wagon.
That's right. We have another call.
How you on with Diamond and Silk, baby? Tell us how you feel.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Tell me how you feel, darling.
My name is Cheryl, and I'm from Wisconsin, and I'm 65, and I'm disability, and I'm really afraid this is all going to be taken away from me.
Yeah.
Baby Cheryl, thank you for calling. I'm afraid for you. And that's why I keep telling people, pray, you all. Pray. Yep. I know that you all may seem helpless and hopeless, but I believe in the power of prayer. And I do not believe that a storm is meant to stay.
That's right.
I just don't. It's not.
I've never seen a storm that did not pass.
Right.
Never.
But I think that we're seeing things happen because we have to wake up the sleeping.
Ooh, come on.
The people that sleep. The people that don't pay attention to politics.
Right.
The people that are so caught up in reality TV.
Yeah.
The people where these global elitists have allowed black influencers to influence other people, or the influencers, let me not even put black or white, influencers to influence the sleep, where they don't want to wake up from the stupor.
Right.
They want to continue to look at that, knowing full well something is going on.
Yeah.
This was happening, I think, is a way to get people's attention.
Yeah.
We've been paying attention.
Yeah.
A lot of y'all been paying attention.
Yeah.
But you got a lot of people on the left that ain't paid attention.
No attention. And 2015 is when Diamond and Silk came on the scene.
Yeah.
Okay. And we've been preaching and saying and talking and speaking and screaming and hollering. And ranting on what the Democrat policies are and how they take and basically destroy this country.
Right.
President Trump got in 2016.
Right.
Everything began. We started winning again, winning, becoming independent.
Right.
Now, with Jim Crow Joe and a cloud of darkness, I call it the regime that's been implanted. With them there, it's time. It's like a pause,
right,
for everybody now to get to see good versus evil.
That's right.
These
people don't have a plan. The only plan that they have for this country is to take us back to days that I didn't live through.
Right.
You may have saw these days, but we used to also say they're trying to create the rich.
The rich.
And the
poor. Go back and look at some of our older videos.
Yeah,
and you will see when we tried to tell everybody or was speaking out about what you see today, right now, we told you all.
Right.
And we spoke about it. So you got to remember that we used to be lifelong Democrats.
Right.
We know the tricks and the tactics. Their deal is to take and use the vulnerable. Make you appear to be like you are a victim so they can take advantage of
you. That's what they want to do.
Create the problem so they can throw money at the problem and leave you stuck in the ghetto with the problem.
Right. Right. Right.
Yep.
We got any more calls?
Well, somebody said give in.
Somebody said give out the number again. Sorry.
Certainly
you
the
all.
Number is 919-229-9994. As the calls are coming in, I will click on them whenever we're ready.
Okay.
And what happened is I just got to talking. Talking there.
Right, right. So somebody said that they're a teacher and they're very concerned about the future of our education. I'm concerned too. I was looking at, I turned over to one of these channels I think a mother is suing the school system because her son committed suicide. Let me tell you something. Children have to have instruction, direction, guidance, and they have to have a routine during the day.
Yes.
It just is what it is. Just like you have to have a routine. You may get up, you wash your body, you brush your teeth.
Right.
You come down and you fix your breakfast before you get started with your day.
Right.
And so when all of that is altered because of politics or because things are being weaponized against the American people, how do you think people feel? And then you put somebody, or they selected someone to sit up there and take us back to days of darkness.
Yeah.
If people were happy with the Obama days, you would have gotten Hillary.
That's right.
You didn't get Hillary because people was not happy with Obama.
That's right. We have a call.
Hey, darling, you on with Diamond and Silk. Please tell us how you feel.
Hello, you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, I have concerns. We've seen a debacle on January 6th where the GOP basically handed over, you know, the election to the Dems that stole it, obviously, by... You know, here is the evidence.com. You know, I don't even know what to say.
Yeah.
It's like this, man. I feel uncertain about our future now because they're trying to push a two-state solution. Or actually, no, not two-state. Well, the Puerto Rico and D.C. statehood or something. You got all that threat coming, gun control coming. I don't even know what to calculate on all this. Maybe you can probably fill in the blanks on... I mean, thank God we got the filibuster if they don't take that away.
Yeah, thank you for calling. I think they were trying to take away the filibuster. I don't know, even know if that's protected. But just like he feel uncertain,
I mean, they can vote on it, but even Biden said he's against taking away the filibuster.
Yeah, but Biden said a lot of things.
Yeah.
He said a lot of things.
He's a liar.
Yeah, and he done turned his back. Look at all of the thousands of jobs that's been lost. And these jobs, people making $30 and $40 an hour.
Right.
Look at that. Look at the things that he's putting in place to take us back to the days of Obama.
Think about this. That was on the guise of the environment, right?
Right.
They shut down the Keystone pipeline on the guise of the environment. When it's going to require now more train usage and truck usage, which will emit more carbon.
Yeah.
Dioxide, you know, in the air by transportation that way as compared to a pipe.
Wow. And all, interesting point. All of these people are probably flying around in jets and planes.
Yeah. So it's like, what is the undercover thing that's going on really here? And I think a lot of this stuff.
And I got something else to say.
Yes.
I got something else to say. Even the ballet dancer north of us in Canada is kind of dismayed about it.
Wow.
Mm.
Wow. Thank you, baby, for calling. Wow. I appreciate it. And you know what? Let me tell you something. President Trump had everything intact. And the one thing he said, don't touch it.
Yeah.
It'll grow. And the minute this demented person gets in, you writing all of this here with the stroke of a pen, signing stuff to take all of that away. And really, bit by bit, our economy is going to start crumbling.
When I look at all of these commissions that's being built, all of these other little undercover handed things that's being implemented, all of these different programs, you want to throw money now at the climate and all of this other different stuff. I view that as a way to siphon money through the system so it can go back into people's pockets.
Right.
That's what it's set up for. When they talk about reparations for Black people, that's just a form set up to study Black suffering,
right?
The suffrage of Black people, and they'll take money to pay those people to study that, but nothing ever happens with the system.
It's a setup.
It's all a lie.
And let me tell you something, you all, both sides are corrupt.
Both.
I've been wrestling with this here. He have uncertainty.
Yeah.
I don't know about the Republican Party, and I'm not. Look, I can't lie to you all. I am pissed off. I'm one of those Americans that is pissed the hell off.
Yeah.
Because I took up for the Republican Party when everybody down it, and for the party to turn their backs on the American people, kick us in
and
our faces.
And the best president
that we've ever had in this country.
Yeah.
Stab President Trump in the back. Do you think I could sit up here and smile and talk about a damn Republican Party? They
Hell
ain't no,
no
more better than the Democrat
That's
Party.
That's right.
And that's how I feel.
And as long as corruption remain in the system,
right,
the swamp get to choose who they want in that position.
Right.
So I see everybody talking about, I'm going to run for this and I'm going to run for that. For what?
Yeah.
If the same corruption still resides within the system, mm-hmm. you can go in and talk about, we're going to change the rules. We're going to change the rules. The rules are already there. What happens when you break the rules? Nobody have yet to be held accountable mm-hmm. for breaking the rules. Mm-hmm. And as long as that corruption is still stenched
right
there in the system,
that's right.
you will never, ever win.
That's
it's
right.
a waste of our time and it's a waste of our money.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I need to know who protects we, the American people. We have the Constitution. We have the Declaration of Independence. Who the hell protects we, the American people?
Right. Right.
That's what I need
That's
to
right.
know.
We got to understand this here.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said we need to get the swamp out of the Republican Party. We need to get the swamp out of the Republican Party, but if the system is already set
right.
for someone to pick and choose who win, that's why we have career politicians. That's why
right.
you have people up there old as Methuselah.
If the swamp created the Republican Party, and if the swamp created the Democrat Party, they one in the same.
Yes.
Is what they are.
That's right.
Okay.
Hey, you're on with Diamond and Silk. Please tell us how you feel, darling.
Hi, this is Amber. You actually read my comment about the teacher being concerned.
Yes, yes. Tell us what's going on. Are you a teacher?
I sure am. I'm a teacher in Virginia. And my biggest concern, I teach math. So today I talked about stocks and unit rates because I'm sixth grade. And so many of my students felt empowered knowing this knowledge that they did not know prior to. And my scared thought for schools is because of how much manipulation and suppression of truth and knowledge is in the social media. I'm just scared that we'll go into the schools and then I'm going to be told, you can only really teach this amount of content.
Wow. And it may happen. Let me tell you something. With the constructs of everything that we do,
yeah,
if it's not within our realms where we could control it, we're being told what we can and can't say, what
right.
we can and cannot talk about.
Yep.
So there is something undercoveredly happening here in our country, you all.
Mm.
And this is the most disgusting thing that I've ever seen, because we're supposed to have First Amendment rights.
We're supposed to have First Amendment rights. That's why I talk about the Constitution mm-hmm. and the Declaration of Independence. It have all of those words there. When are those words going to have meaning?
Right.
When are they going to protect us as the American
that's
people?
Right. Uh-huh.
We shouldn't be feeling like we're under some type of dictatorship here.
Or some type of siege.
That's right.
Thank you for calling, darling.
Absolutely.
I love you. And our babies.
Yeah.
They need to be where they're learning.
Where they're learning. Uh-huh. And feel certain.
Certain.
Yeah.
Because pretty soon they won't feel certain.
No.
Because they don't know what
they
to think about.
They won't feel protected.
Uh-huh. Right.
I mean, they won't feel whole. Mm-hmm. Who is it that's trying to break us as Americans?
Right. Break our spirit,
break
what we know, break our freedoms.
Yeah.
Susan Queen said, Trump opened the eyes of the U.S. as we see it. Susan, baby, yes, we see it. We need to wake up more people. Because now you have people that's having buyer's remorse.
Right.
You have people that voted for the Biden regime. Like, oh, this is crazy. Why are we doing this?
You have people that's on insulin. And because of the executive order with him taking and removing President Trump's executive order to lower insulin, that's going to make the cost of insulin go back up. And you have a lot of people, especially people that's low income,
right.
that can't afford that. And that's a life-saving drug for them.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Uh-huh. We do need terms limit, Angela. Yes, we do, darling.
Yeah. And while you're at it, make sure that you don't forget to see Diamond and Silk this weekend, Crystal Clear.
Right.
Come on every Saturday at 6:30 p.m.
And don't forget about our book, Uprising, Who the Hell Said You Can't Ditch and Switch, The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. You can get the book at diamondandsilkbookstore.com, yeah. Okay. Somebody said something I thought was interesting. That Vicky said, I too fear for my grandchildren. Yes. Hey, yeah. You're on with Diamond and Silk. Please tell us your concerns. How do you feel, darling?
Hi. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
As everyone else is feeling, I'm sure, you know, everyone's feeling nervous. I feel the same. Just a question. Do you think the rest of the world sees us as weak and vulnerable?
Oh, yes.
And consider attacking us right now? And also, do you think that, ex-President Obama, do you think he's really in charge, or Harris, or someone else besides Biden? Like, do you think someone else is pulling the strings?
Thank you for your questions. Yes. First of all, I do believe that we are looking weak around the world. I think that we've been sold out to China. My gut is telling me that Obama is somewhere behind the scenes.
He is behind his
trust. We can't say he is. We could say our gut. We could say alleged, because we don't know.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
My gut, allegedly. He could be allegedly. This is not normal. Here is what we do. We always take a step back.
Yeah.
Is this normal? Is this the proper protocol?
Yeah.
None of this is the proper protocol.
And the proper protocol.
Right.
That's right.
And what I see happening, you all, is our media. I'm like, wait a minute. What's controlling us?
Yeah.
Look, what did we see? What we pick up, what we read when it comes to a magazine,
yeah.
What we hear when we're listening to the radio,
mm-hmm.
What we see when we're looking at TV, most of that is owned by 6 corporations, okay? Understand that.
Yeah.
So they can bully, they can threaten, they can take us hostage. I feel like we're being held hostage.
Yeah.
And what they say go. So anytime you go against their narrative, they want to do what you call the cancel culture, but you call it something
it's
else.
Fascism.
They want to do that.
Yeah.
They want to cancel you out. They want to demonize you. They want to take away your livelihood.
Yeah.
Imagine if the media was not pumping out so much misinformation, disinformation of what they want you to go along with.
Right.
I'm looking at everything since the inauguration, the so-called inauguration of Biden, and a lot of stuff is off.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff that I've never seen before. Things that look different. Things is not like how it's supposed to be. They want you to think that it's this way. It appears to be this way, but it's not the
but
right
it's
way.
Not.
So, yeah. Hey, you're on with Diamond and Silk.
Hello?
Hey, darling. Hello? You're on with Diamond and Silk. Please tell us, what's your concerns?
Hi, ladies.
Hey, darling.
My concern is that I've been seeing a lot of information circulate about this new party, Patriot Party. And I just, you know, I've been a Democrat. I've been a Republican. I've been on both sides. And until this election and this voting system is figured out, I don't think I'll honestly ever vote again. And it breaks my heart to say that, but you can't. I mean, if we start a new party, what is that going to do if there's still corruption?
Thank you.
And especially if you don't trust the system.
Thank you for saying that, because this is what would be bothering me.
Uh-huh.
You got people going along, ignoring what just happened. Like, oh, we can go win something. Go somewhere and sit down and please be quiet.
Yeah.
As long as the system is corrupt, how are we going to trust the system? If the system is corrupt.
Yeah.
It's going to be difficult to do it.
Exactly.
She's voted Democrat before. She's voted Republican. A lot of people feel this way.
That's right.
And you can't tell people to go somewhere, sit down and shut up. You're not going to be able to bully them into silence.
Yeah.
When they see that something happened that should not have happened. And we're being held hostage by the media where we can't talk about it.
Yeah.
And laws are being implemented where if you do talk about it, they want to deem
you
a domestic terrorist.
Yep.
Thank you so much for calling, baby.
Yes.
And it's sad.
And real quick, I just wanted to say, you know, so I don't know at this point, what do we do to not necessarily fight back, but we can't, even at this point, we can't really protest, because if we protest, we're stuck. What do we do?
Here's what we've been telling everybody from day one. I need you all to pray like you've never prayed before.
Yeah.
And people may not believe in the power of prayer, but I just need people to pray that everything that was done in the dark was some kind of way float to the surface and come to the light. And the reason why I said that, you know, Diamond and Silk, we got vilified, ostracized, demonized back in March, April.
Of 2020.
Mm-hmm. Fox stopped playing our Fox Nation videos.
Right.
Yeah. Because we were questioning what was happening in New York with Governor Cuomo.
Can I say one
thing?
Yes. And we didn't question and say nothing about anything on Fox.
That's right. We was on our own platform like this.
Asking questions. Yes.
So not all of a sudden today it comes out that the death toll in New York was undercounted by Cuomo and his administration.
By 50%.
Uh-huh. So we was questioning things back then.
Yes.
And we was like, because listen, I remember you all.
Mm-hmm.
When we write the next book, I'll tell you all how devastating that was for me.
Yes.
With knowing that something wasn't right about this. But look at today.
Yeah.
How many months later
is
coming to the light.
Yeah.
I need people to pray.
You have to pray.
After you've done all you can, you have to stand.
Yeah.
You have to know what y'all did in the dark is going to come to light.
Yes.
And the public is going to be able to see it. The whole world is going to be able to see how corrupt our systems are and how corrupt our governments are. It's one bird, one dirty bird with two corrupt wings.
That's right.
That's what it is.
One in the same.
So don't nobody on either side need to call me or contact me or email me about donating nothing to you all. I hope you can't raise $2.
Well, why you think old boy went up there to see the president? Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you this here. President Trump lost a lot trying to save America and protect the American people.
That's right.
If I give my dollars, I'll give it directly to him.
That's right. Because the GOP is really the grand old puppet.
That's what they are.
That's what
now,
they
I'm
are.
Sorry for you lifelong diehard Republicans.
Sorry
but
about
don't
that.
Do no fakery with me.
That's right.
You cannot take and say we're going to fight together, but you stab the president of the United States in the back.
Yeah.
And he the one saved the party.
And you turn your back on the people, on the supporters.
Mm-hmm.
And then, now that the Democrats is up there, it's like a little kid in a little candy store with some permanent markers, writing up everything, checking off this, just messing up stuff. Now y'all want to be like, oh my God, oh my God. But you didn't fight.
You didn't fight for us.
You didn't fight
and
for us.
And why do I need to support a party that won't fight for the people?
That's right.
You got to fight for us. We sent you there to fight.
That's right.
We're a republic. You represent
us. You're supposed to represent
us. But you just go hand something over and think we're supposed to be happy? No, people not happy about that.
And then and I see now that especially the media, they love staying stuck on what happened on January the 6th.
Right.
But there's ongoing terrorism that's happening right now across this country, right there in Portland. Ongoing, burning down.
Yes.
Okay, we saw some smoke on the 6th, but we actually see flames right now.
Right.
Where are the people at talking about this? Going against, but you want to take and deem everybody so bad and so wrong because of something that happened on the 6th.
Right. Yeah.
One time on the 6th, all summer.
Right.
With all of these other different terrorist organizations and groups terrorizing America, burning down the cities, killing people, destroying cities, and nothing said.
Right.
But everybody want to stay focused on one thing, what happened on the 6th.
Yeah. And what I just say to people is that when you done all you can, the only thing left is God.
Yeah.
Y'all, we got to pray.
It's going to take the Lord.
And it's got to be collectively us all together to pray.
Yeah.
I don't like the system. Our system, you all, are so corrupt.
It's corrupt.
And the people that's trying to expose the system, they've demonized them, ostracized them, taken away their livelihood.
Yep.
And all they're trying to do is wake up the masses. this is what's been going on.
Yep.
You be cautious how you allow the media to attack people. Look into that person. It may not be what the media is telling you.
Oh my God.
May not be bad what the media is telling you. They may be trying to expose something.
Right.
And the media just don't want you to find out about it. Just don't want you to find out.
We have another caller.
We do. How you on with Diamond and Silk, baby? Please tell us how you feel.
Hello.
Hi. Come on. Tell us how you feel.
Oh, yes, ma'am. How are you, darlings? I love you.
Oh, we love you more. Tell us how you feel about everything, darling.
Hey, I have a really important question. What in the world is going on with the impeachment with Biden? Can you answer, you know, what the Georgia congresswoman put through on the 21st?
I don't know
any more answers about that.
Nothing else but that she filed the articles of impeachment. But I don't know what's going on. And I believe that they're trying to do something with her to oust her out of Congress. Right. So you see the back and forthness is what's about to happen here. Mm-hmm. It's like nobody can come to the same page. It's always this back and forthness. It's always that. So I haven't heard anything else but that the articles of impeachment were filed. But I'm also hearing that they're trying to oust her in some kind of way from Congress because she's calling a lot of things out. We need a fighter up there. But when the swamp is so deep, where you have the rats clogging the pipes, the rats coming for you, you know, what do you do? The whole system need to be dismantled.
Yeah.
Tell you the truth, I don't believe it. I believe maybe it needs to be one party. And it needs to be whoever get voted in, you go work for the people. This is your job. And if you can't do that, you can't sit Because we have this two system.
We pay that. You know, they forgot that. You know, the White House is actually ours. It's the Congress. We pay their wages. Why don't we quit paying them?
Well, see, when you have the little systems and the entities put in place, you know, they can give themselves raises. They can do that. But then you got people that's been out of work. You ain't thought about their stimulus. You got Biden sitting up here with a stroke of a pen eliminating good jobs, jobs that was paying $30 and $40 an hour. What are those people going to do? You didn't put anything in place for those people. You took that away and tell them to figure it out, a root little pig it out. I mean, how do you think the public is supposed to feel about this? So it's just
exactly. I worked in the oil field for 36 years. Mm. 36 years on the rigs. My oil field family is homeless. They've been losing their homes since this started.
Wow.
They've been out of work for 10 months.
This is crazy. This is crazy.
I'm sorry. They forget. Like the stupid green people, excuse my language, you can't have an electric car without an oil product. An oil product builds that. It generates that car. You can't have a windmill because the windmill, all the parts on that windmill, guess what, are pretty much made by an oil byproduct.
Wow.
How are you going to have your electric? That's oil.
Maybe you need to go up there and maybe you need to go up there and counsel Biden and his crew. Because
the regime,
he don't understand that, and it's impacted and affected a lot of people's lives.
Yeah,
people are losing their livelihoods for no reason. Yeah. Thank you so much for your call, darling. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
Listen, you all, it's just I just wanted to come and I just wanted to let you off this sort of vent, and we got to stand together. We can't turn on one another. But I'm telling you, I've lost all faith in the Republican Party. And forgive me, it is the truth. I can't go along with corruption. No. I can't go along with lies.
No.
And I cannot go along with somebody backstabbing one of the greatest president that I've ever seen in my lifetime.
Yeah, deliberately. I just can't.
You turned your back on the American people. It's hard for me to forgive
you. I can't go along with this system.
Right.
This systemic system, I cannot go along with
right.
it. It's a big old fat lie,
right.
and it's not for we the American people.
Right.
This system has been put in place. It was put in place for one thing, but the evil have creeped in. Mm-hmm. And now, like she's saying, you need this in order to do this. You know, you use oil in order to make plexiglass.
Right.
It's so many different things that you use it for, but you're cutting it. That's why I feel like this is not about just cutting the oil. Right.
This is about undoing everything President Trump put in place to make America great, to make America safe, to make America prosperous. And to these people don't want us prosperous.
And
go
to
ahead.
Have us dependent on foreign oil.
Or getting into foreign wars.
Right.
This is what right. like the setup is.
That's right. And then we we get, shut up. We get the end of it, the short end of the stick.
That's right.
I'm keeping it clean.
You want our soldiers to go fight your war.
Yeah.
You want people to be dependent.
Yeah.
What you want to do is you want to cut out the middle class.
Uh-huh.
Because the rich will continue to get rich. And the poor will get it for free.
Uh-huh.
And the middle class, they want to tank you. Either you going to be rich or you going to be poor.
Mm.
And then they can reign their dominance on you.
You.
And
yeah.
now we all walking around here pretty much looking like slaves.
Mm.
Now that's what I see happening.
Woo, that's uh-huh. you said it right.
That's what I see happening.
You said it right.
So I'm just listening to you all. I'm just as taken aback by you. But what can I do? What you want me to do? Go out there and yell at the rooftops?
It's nothing.
I've done everything. We did everything right that we were supposed to do.
Now it's we have to trust God.
That's right. That's all I can do is trust God. That everything that happened in the dark will start coming to the light.
Yep.
One after the other after the other.
Yeah. Of course, it looked like it's getting darker.
Uh-huh.
But I still have to trust
But that's
God
when you got to hold on.
Yes.
Because see, when it looked like it's getting darker and ain't nothing happening, that's temptation for you to fall off the bandwagon. For you to jump off the train and commit suicide or something like that.
You don't
want to do that.
Don't let go.
You want to stand your ground.
Stand your ground.
Learn how to stand and have faith
and
feel what you want to happen has already happened.
That's
what I need you to do.
Yeah.
Because what's happening is you are. Our entities, everything has been weaponized against we, the people.
Yeah.
And if you don't go along with their narrative, you the enemy.
Mm.
That's what I see.
That's exactly what's happening.
It's a sad day in America.
That's sick.
Thank you all so much for joining us.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, you all. Don't forget, still every day at 11:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we pray. We pray for our president. So please make sure that President Donald J. Trump. So please make sure you are praying.
That's right.
That is one thing that we do every day. And if you notice, we dropped a video still every single day.
That's right.
President Trump still needs much prayer.
Yeah.
Him and his family has been through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You just pray that everything work out for our good is
for
what I need
good.
You to do.
That's right.
You love Diamond and Silk? Let's stand hand in hand with prayer. I don't care what the left say. They can laugh at our God. They can laugh and say, oh, prayer ain't going to do nothing.
Hmm.
I'm a witness
Woo.
That prayer changes things.
Oh, yes, honey.
So I need you to be a witness.
That's right.
That prayer will change this thing.
That's right.
Thank you so much for joining us. Please make sure that you subscribe to this channel so each time we drop a new episode, you will receive notification. And don't forget about our book, Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch the awakening of Diamond and Silk? You can get the book at diamondandsilkbookstore.com.
And don't forget, if you would like to advertise on this podcast, feel free to send an email to info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com. And if you're tired of all of those social media platforms censoring your voices, then go visit Diamond and Silk social media platform called Chatit, ChatIt.com. And don't forget to give us a review, and a 5-star will do.
Listen, we was just coming to give y'all the 211. We call it the 211 because it's 2 of 5.
And we're the ones giving it to you.
So in the meantime and in between time, we will see you all next time right here on Diamond and Silk, the podcast.
Bye-bye.